teachers rising. It began in America's poorest states and is spreading as we speak. First came Kentucky, then a slew of others, Arizona, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Colorado. And if you think about it, these are, for the most part, conservative states, and yet these are places where teachers, among the most poorly paid state and local workers at a public institution, are walking out and uniting to demand better pay and better support for their mission, teaching kids. In recent years, the assault on teaching as a valued profession has left me shocked and disturbed. Why? Because teachers are presumed to be liberal and tend to support Democratic candidates. There's yet another reason that underlies all of this. Conservative hatred of public schools and their affection for private and charter schools. But as teachers rise and fight back, they are winning and showing that they and labor can fight back and win. This insidious war against teachers is a war against those they teach, children, often poor children, often your children. Good teachers can open minds. Surely the nation needs more of that, right? From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.